Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to inform you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Hey, Drew. Good afternoon to you.
I don't have access to it.
I got a question to ask, and I've already called this number, and the lady gave me the number, another number to call, and I called it, and it doesn't give the options. I, for the first time in my entire life, and I'm 62, filed for unemployment a couple of weeks ago. I've been paid once, to my knowledge. The gentleman who called me back to inform me this and that, he spoke with a really, really thick, heavy, like a Jamaican accent or something like that, and it was hard to understand everything he was saying. So I called the previous week and checked in and, you know, acknowledged that I had been looking for jobs and had, you know, sent in resumes and stuff like that, and that I had interviewed. And so anyway, this past week, I tried calling on Saturday to check in and, you know, acknowledge that I've been looking for a job and all that. And I got a recording suddenly back saying, you know, a voice coming back saying that at this time I couldn't do what I was wanting to do because they were in the process of processing checks. So the other lady I talked to said, yeah, I think you're supposed to call in by Thursday. And I never heard the gentleman say Thursday, just during the week. It was my understanding of him. So anyway, I have a current request for unemployment. Apparently, I missed the deadline to call in this past week that just occurred. And when I tried to go in and do it today, it came up and told me to call this, you know, 234-5382 number. And like I said, I've already talked to a woman on here named Erica once, and she sent me right back to the number I'm supposed to call and punch in my Social Security and punch in my 4-digit code to check in. And of course, it gives me the same, you know, the same recording that I've got to call you guys. So who do I need to speak to, or what can we do to rectify the situation?
So unfortunately, since you did miss last week, because of that miscommunication, I will need to go ahead and refile your claim.
Okay.
So with that, we can go ahead and refile it, and then from there we can get it all taken care of.
All right, sir. I appreciate your help on this. Like I say, it's the first time I have ever filed for unemployment in my entire life. I've never been unemployed, so.
Right. So what's that social?
It's kind of hard to comprehend. You know, I've always had a job, so yeah. So anyway.
And what's your social security number?
It's 417-947-0-81.
So just to confirm, I have 417-947-0-81.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And what is your first and last name?
It's Jeffrey Wilson.
And your date of birth, Mr. Wilson?
January the 4th, 1960. Just turned 62.
And your mother's maiden name?
Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T.
All righty.
I'm very sorry to have to bother you with this.
Don't worry about it. It's what I'm here for. All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, sir. I'm retired 20 years.
All righty. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated 12th grade.
You graduated high school?
Yes, sir. I have some college, but it's not enough for an associate.
All righty. And do you have a driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that driver's license issuing state and number?
Okay, give me just a second. Get out of here. And I can't see far away, so I got to take my glasses off. It's the state of Alabama, of course, and the number is 775-1350.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Wilson. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either through direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Well, I had it set up going to my bank.
All right. And can I just get that account, the routing number and the account number?
Yeah, hang on a sec. So you can't pull up my old information, huh?
No, sir, I can't.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Gosh, I am sorry to put you through this. Yeah.
Like I said, it's not a problem. It's what I'm here for.
Okay. It's Redstone Federal Credit Union, and the routing number is 2622-75-835.
All right. Just to confirm, that is 262-275-835.
Yeah, 262-275-835.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what is your account number?
And the account number is 769-5729.
And that is 769-5729.
Yes, sir.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
Mailing address is 115 Jody, and that's spelled J-O-V-I-E, Drive, Huntsville, Alabama. And 35811.
All righty. And what is a good phone number for you?
Area code 256-665-3757.
So just to confirm, I have that phone number. It's 256-665-3757.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and just to confirm that mailing address, I have 115 Jody Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35811.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, and just so you know, Mr. Wilson, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Oh, boy. It's like the other ones you asked them for social, zip codes or addresses for places I've lived 25 years ago.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Moore Business Corporation, Natomas Optimist Club, Shoe Barn, Weaver Distributor, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Definitive Cast, LLC Stone, Hawk Communications, U.S. Navy, U.S. Department of Mining, or none of the above?
U.S. Navy.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1992 Oldsmobile 98, a 1993 Toyota Previa, a 1994 Saturn S-Series, a 1995 Dodge Caravan, or none of the above?
The Dodge Caravan.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
It is the Trade Readjustment Allowance. It's a government program, and if you didn't receive a letter, it means you weren't eligible for it.
No, I didn't receive that letter, no.
All right. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, sir.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
So, in other words, if work had been available to you, would you have been able to work?
Yes, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was your job title?
I was a security manager. Well, actually, special program security manager was the exact word for it.
And are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yes, sir, I am.
All righty. So now that we've got all that done, do you remember your PIN number?
I do.
All righty. Hold on. So I'm just going to go over this real quickly with you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama Works. What was the rest of it?
.alabama.gov.
I'm sure I have. Well, I may not have that. I don't remember him giving me that. Okay. Got it.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So Alabama Works is the state's online job board, and it works kind of similar to Indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a member of Indeed.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Yeah, that's the one I've been using.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, 5 p.m. on Friday. Okay.
But not on Saturday.
So, yeah, that was...
If you didn't quite understand what was being said, then it is not on you.
Yeah, no, it's... So I'm going to miss out on a week because I was already approved for $275 a week with a maximum benefit of $38.50. So, and like I say, I had already received a deposit from you guys, and I thought I'd called to cover it, and I said, well, better try this again. That's why I called on Saturday.
Right.
But anyway.
And then you'll also receive another information booklet. You know what it says at this point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you have any questions about it or if you have any questions about anything else, you can contact our inquiry department at
1-800-361-4524.
2-4.
2-4. 2-4. Okay. And that was called the what line?
That is our inquiry department.
Inquiry, okay.
You can call that number at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday to set up a phone appointment. So.
No later than 5 p.m. Okay. Okay. All right. So I got all that. What's next here?
So that's it. We've completed your unemployment claim.
All right. So basically, my stupidity of not getting called in time for last week, I lose that week, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll just pick right back up.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna make any promises on that. That's definitely a question for our inquiry department.
Right. Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate your help immensely, and like I say again, I'm sorry I had to take you away from other more important things and some 62-year-old guy who don't know how to make a phone call.
Like I said, it is absolutely no problem. It is my. This is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and thank you very, very much for your info on this. All right.
Not a problem. And have a great day. Okay.
All right. You too. Have a great week.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.